Hi guys, my name is Lauren Curtis. I've been on social media since 2011, and since then I've grown a following of over 7 million people across my platforms. And I have learned a lot along the way. The Mental Makeover podcast shares real, very honest advice on all things happiness, body image, self-love, relationships, spirituality, and reaching your goals. You know what I'm sick of? People having an opinion about things they don't deserve to have an opinion about. Okay, let me explain. I posted on Instagram the other day asking for suggestions on podcast topics, and one of them was about pressure to have children, pressure to drink alcohol, pressure to do everything that everyone else does for fear of being seen as the boring one or the weird one or basically just the outcast. Let's get one thing straight. Any choice I make in my life is my choice, and I choose to deal with the consequences of that choice. And all the choices I make in my life are usually pretty well informed. So I have a reason for choosing those choices. I'm not going in blind. So when someone comes to me and questions a choice I've made, I think, first of all, why do you care? Second, why do you think you have the right to make me second guess my own choice? Thirdly, how does this affect you in any way? And then going back to number one, why do you care? Because I don't want to sound negative, and this is already starting off on a ranty foot, which is fine because, you know what, it is a rant, because I know from previous times that I've spoken about this topic, there are so many people that are on my same page when it comes to this. They're on the same page, they understand, they're totally on my side, they get it, they're sick of it, they're sick of going through the same stuff that I go through when I say something that isn't common amongst society. It is the whole pregnancy thing. When are you gonna have kids? When are you gonna get married? Do you want kids? Do you want to get married? Why don't you want kids? Why don't you want to get married? Why haven't you gotten married? Why haven't you had kids? Are you pregnant? You look like you're pregnant. Oh my gosh, you have a weird craving. Maybe you're pregnant. Oh my gosh, you look different. Maybe you're pregnant. Have you gained weight? Maybe you're pregnant. Yikes. It's like when you're on social media, and even, no, it's not even exclusive to social media. It's if you're a living, breathing female or someone in a relationship, everyone has the right to ask you personal questions about your personal life. No, you don't, actually. I am so sick of people asking me when I'm going to have children or when I'm going to get married, as if I have that written down on a piece of paper and it's planned out and I've mapped out every single decision I'm going to make in my entire life and I can give you a definitive answer. Like, yes, Rosemary, I'm going to have children in 2 years. They will be a boy and a girl. Their names would be this and that. And then I'm going to get married in 1 year and our wedding is going to be this. And then in 3 years, we're going to try for another child. And then in 4 years, we'll have another kid. And in 20 years, our child will have another child and then I'll be a grandmother. And then in 30 years, that kid's gonna... Do you get my point? You're asking a stupid question, and when you ask a stupid question, you get a stupid answer. And I mean, I don't know. I've asked people if they're gonna have more kids. I've asked people if they're gonna get married. And it's because in that moment, I don't think about the consequences of that question. And that is why I feel I'm adequately equipped to be talking about this, because I've been on both sides. And when I've asked people personal questions, of course I never mean any kind of harm, or I don't mean to be rude or just putting my nose where it doesn't belong. Those are never my intentions. And 9 times out of 10, the people that ask me those questions probably have the same intentions. Innocent, pure intentions. They just think that I'll make a nice mum. If you think that I'll make a good mum and a good wife, I don't know, whatever. And they're just genuinely curious. And that's fine. And I don't mean for this to sound tacky or bitchy or anything like that. But I think because I've been asked so many times now and I've heard from so many women that have had so many struggles with fertility, like absolutely soul-destroying stories, I'm like, I don't have the right to ask people those questions anymore, because imagine how much that would destroy me if I had tried for years and spent all of this money trying to have children or have fallen pregnant and then lost the baby. Imagine someone coming up to me and asking me, why haven't I had kids yet? Oh, you're getting older. Why haven't you had kids? Do you plan on having kids? Do you want kids? Like, that's the most triggering question you could possibly ask someone who's been through something like that. And so while most people that I would probably ask that question to wouldn't have had bad experiences, the fact that there is a chance that I could ask someone who has had that bad experience a question that is so horrible makes me not want to ever ask that question again. And maybe I'll slip up in the future and not think twice before I ask a question like that. I'm not saying I'm perfect, but at least I'm aware and I'm constantly making a conscious decision not to ask those questions. And same thing with marriage. I don't know. Reese and I will probably get married one day. If we do, we will elope and we'll hopefully spend $0 on it, because I don't care about weddings or big fancy occasions. I hate attention being on me. I hate organizing things. I do not care about marriage. I care about being united with someone and showing that person and that person only that I'm committed to them. And that's why Reese and I are more than happy to just, I don't know, go down to the local marriage place that you get formally. I don't even know what the word is. That shows how much I don't actually care. Or eloping and having a really private thing. I just don't care. But then you say that to people and they instantly think, oh, Reese doesn't want to marry her. Oh, she's just in denial. She's in denial because her boyfriend doesn't want to marry her. So she's convinced herself that she doesn't want to get married. Do you know how many times people have said that to me? As if they actually think that that is the reason why I don't want to get married, that I'm a damsel in distress that needs a man to rescue her and marry her for her to be emotionally stable and happy. No, Reese and I are on the exact same page, and that's why we are such a great match. With everything, maybe we'll have kids one day, maybe we won't. Who knows? I've never wanted kids. I come from a family, my sister, she's older than me, she never wants kids. To the core of her being, does not want children. And I've always been that way too. It wasn't until I met Reese and I saw him with his nieces and nephews that I was like, holy crap, you'd be an amazing dad. And I know he'd be an amazing dad. And if we ever choose to have kids, yeah, one day he'll be an amazing dad. But guess what? We both have no idea what's going to happen in the future. So all of these people constantly asking me, oh my gosh, when are you going to have kids? When are you going to have babies? I understand a lot of people don't follow me like religiously, and I don't expect people to follow me religiously because that's like a weird thing to expect people to do. But I've spoken about it so many times. Like, don't ask me questions about marriage and babies because A, it's none of your business. B, I've addressed it a billion times before. And I know that people that are new will follow me and start like, you know, interacting with me and not realizing that I've, and ask me questions not realizing that I've already addressed them. I know that's going to happen. And I know. Their intentions are totally pure and innocent. But I just hope that whoever's listening to this podcast, and this isn't even about me, I am fortunate enough, I've never had any, like, you know, traumatic experiences regarding pregnancy or marriage or anything like that. So when you ask me these questions, yeah, it's annoying, but I don't actually get upset. If you ask me the same question over and over again or don't accept my first response, then I get angry. But if you ask me once, most often than not, it is what it is. It's a little bit annoying, but I'll move on from it. It's when a lot of people ask me that it bothers me. But this isn't even, this episode isn't really for me. It's not to get people off my back, because I know there's always going to be people that will ask me. It's natural for the, like, platform that I'm on. People feel like they can ask you personal questions, and I am responsible for them feeling that way because I share so much of my personal life that they feel like they can ask me that, and that's fine. It is what it is. Well, it's not fine to some degree, but some questions are totally fine. Anyway, sidetracked. But instead, this episode aims to encourage you to think twice before you ask people sensitive questions about things that aren't really any of your business. And I, again, don't want to come across as nasty, because I know a lot of women have no problem talking about why they don't want kids or why they don't want to get married. A lot of people couldn't care less if you asked them, and that's great. But You've just got to be more mindful of the people that might have an issue with that question, because there are a lot of people out there, and every single time you ask someone a question that you don't know well enough to know if they've had struggles before, you are potentially harming them mentally. It's that little bit more each time, and every single time another stranger asks them that question, why haven't you had kids? Why don't you want kids? And another person asks them, every single time you ask them that question, you are reminding them of the fact that they cannot have kids, or they have had marital issues, or that they're struggling through, I don't know, counseling with their partner. There is so much that goes on behind closed doors that an innocent question to you might be a very, very painful question to them. I don't drink. And I mean, I actually do drink, but I don't drink 95% of the time. And the reason for that is because I don't want to. That's all there is to it. I have no care in the world if you drink or anyone else drinks. I don't hold 1% of judgment. I could not care less, because guess what? That's not my business. That's your life, and that's how you choose to spend it. Awesome. Hope you're enjoying it. Genuinely, I don't care. But when it comes to me, I've spent my weekends going clubbing, drinking, and yeah, it was so much fun, and I don't regret any of it. It was an amazing time of my life, and I don't regret, yeah, one single little part of that just because I don't drink now, or choose not to drink most of the time. The reason I don't drink now is, I mean, there are many reasons why I don't drink now, actually. The main one, it started because Reese can't drink because of his liver condition. So I didn't want to be the one getting drunk and having the time of my life while someone else that I'm with is stone cold sober. And if it's just the two of us, that's kind of, you know what it's like when your friend's drunk and you're sober and they're having the time of their lives just because they're drunk and you're sitting there like, ooh. And Reese has never said anything. He's never asked me not to drink. He's never said I shouldn't drink. He's never made me feel guilty. But I know if I was in his position, I'd be bored if everyone else around me is drinking and having fun and I'm the only one that's sober. And it's not that he can't have fun without drinking. Of course he can. But it's like, I don't know. In my mind, I think it's more fun if both of us are either drinking or both of us are sober. I just like to be on the same level so we can both experience whatever we're doing the same way. So it had nothing to do with Reese in terms of his requests or because I felt guilty or bad. It was because I just didn't enjoy the situation as much, knowing that we're not experiencing it the same way. Even if it's just like going down to the beach and chilling or going out for dinner, I'd rather us just be on the exact same page. So because we stopped drinking recreationally, I realized that I actually don't miss it at all. And yeah, it's totally fun to have a couple of drinks and feel tipsy and have fun with your girlfriends. Like that's always going to be fun. But we weren't missing out on anything. And in fact, it was actually really nice because it just meant that the next day you don't feel crappy. Not saying that every time you drink, you have to get drunk, or we were getting drunk every time we drank. But like, as I get older, it's harder to recover from alcohol. Even the smallest amounts, I feel it. I feel it in my bones the next day. And it's just the harsh reality of it, of getting older. It's just harder to get on with life the next day, even if it's only a small amount of alcohol. So I just didn't miss it. I just didn't feel like I was missing out on anything. And neither does Reese. Full stop, end of story. That is what it is. But that's actually not even the issue. Us not wanting to drink much is not the issue. It's the reaction we get from everybody else that is the issue. It's, oh, especially with men, asking Reese, oh, you're drinking? Oh, you're not drinking? Oh, have a beer. Oh, you want a beer? Have a beer. Why are you drinking? Oh, you're just having water. And same thing with women. It's like, oh, come on, have a drink. Come on. Oh, please, just have one. Just have one. It's like, why do you want me to drink so bad? What are you projecting onto me? Like, why do you need me to drink for you to feel comfortable? It's so weird. I don't I've been in some situations where I'm actually like defending myself and my choice to drink, not to drink. I remember this one girl, I'm not actually sure who she was, but I was at a party and she was there. And this was like last year, and she's like shoving it down my throat. Like, and I'm not saying she was a nasty person. I just don't think she realized how pushy she was being. But I felt like I literally had to defend myself and my choice. And I'm like, I just wanted to say to her, stop asking me why I'm not drinking. I'm not drinking. That is all you need to know. I don't owe an explanation to you. I don't need to justify myself. I'm just not drinking, and it's none of your business why I'm not. I already gave you reasons why I'm not, but that's not enough for you. So why do you still keep feeling the need to pester me about it? And because I'm a nice, polite person, I don't say that. But I'm thinking it, and I just think, it's like, would you go up to someone and say, why are you drinking? Oh my gosh, like, really? Why are you drinking? Oh, like, why do you feel the need to drink? Oh, come on, stop drinking. Please stop drinking. Oh no, please don't have any more drinks. Like, no one says that, do they? Because that's like, whoa, projecting. Like, why do you, are you judging me for drinking? Like, that's so rude. It's none of your business why I choose to drink. You're accusing me of having a drinking problem? It's the same thing the other way. It's like, why is it okay for you? How do you think that's polite to badger someone about something that has nothing to do with you? Anyway, that bothers me, as you can tell. Even with Reese, he's sick of it. It gets to the point where you just want to take a glass and fill it with bubbly water or Coke and say, yeah, I'm drinking, and just drink Coke or lemonade just to shut people up. Like, it's honestly a good option. And especially with Reese, there's been many, many times before he ever spoke publicly about his illnesses, there have been many times where people, men especially, have pressured him so much, made him feel so guilty and like almost like not even masculine, like masculinity requires you to drink beer or something, pestering and badgering him to drink alcohol. And he just says, oh, you know, he's just so polite and quiet about it because, first of all, he doesn't want to go into a long, in-depth, deep and meaningful conversation with someone who barely knows about his illnesses and diseases and why that means that he can't drink, because that's none of anyone's business. And second of all, he shouldn't feel the need to do that anyway. And a few people, once they saw that he had his like liver condition, etc., they said, oh no, sorry man, I didn't realize that you blah blah blah. And in hindsight, they could see that it wasn't appropriate to badger him. I keep saying badger. That's so weird. I've never said badger before, but all of a sudden I'm saying it. They realized that it was, yeah, just wrong and irresponsible and insensitive to pressure someone into something that they obviously don't want to do. And he's a grown man. He doesn't have to give in to someone else's expectations or requests or anything like that. And he doesn't. But peer pressure is a real thing and people shouldn't be put in that situation anyway. I just think a lot of the time people don't, they're not trying to come across as pushy or rude or impolite or whatever. They just genuinely want you to be a part of the fun, and that is an innocent desire, but just please stop. Like, if one, okay, ask someone if they're drinking or not, whatever, that's not a big deal. Ask them. If they say no, then that is your answer. You do not need any more information. If someone's not drinking, say, oh, okay, no worries, and do whatever you want to do next. Don't spend the next 5 minutes questioning them every single life decision they've ever made leading up to that point of not wanting to drink. And just understand and just be considerate, maybe open-minded, and realize that sometimes people have illnesses or medical reasons that they actually cannot drink, and if they do drink, they're jeopardizing their own health. It's not as simple as, oh, I don't drink because I'm too cool for that, I don't believe in drinking. More often than not, a lot of people don't drink just because they actually can't, for a billion different reasons. Maybe they've had a problem before. Maybe you're asking an alcoholic why they don't drink and you're going to be triggering them. You don't know. Maybe the chances of that are slim, but you don't know. So instead of embarrassing yourself by asking someone something that has nothing to do with anything about you or your life or any of your business, just take their answer at face value and move on and stop prying into someone else's decision when it doesn't have anything to do with you. This is getting a little bit angry, but it's okay because I am angry about it because I'm sick of having to explain myself. Oh, a mental breakdown on this podcast. And to finish up this episode, I want to talk directly to those of you who are in the position that I'm in, where you're confident about something that most people don't want you to be confident about. You're confident about maybe not wanting children, maybe not wanting to get married, maybe you don't want to drink, maybe you don't want to do all of these things that everyone else expects you to do. And you know what? You do not need to entertain them or their opinion of you, because that doesn't change anything. It doesn't change the amazing person that you are and the amazing values and morals that you have. A lot of the time people ask us these questions and they have this like almost venom behind it, because it's projecting their own insecurities. It's like they think that you're judging them for wanting to drink or for wanting to have kids, or they think that they're projecting their own insecurities onto you. It's something that I like to call mirroring. My dad taught me that. It's like when someone says something nasty to you, it's what they feel about themselves. And there are so many things that that's been so true for in my life, especially when I was in high school and getting bullied by some horrible people. All of these insults they were throwing at me, I'm like, what do you mean? This has nothing to do with me. It's actually kind of uncomfortable now, because this is you describing yourself. I'm not anything like what you're saying I'm like. This is you, my friend. Well, not my friend, actually. But anyway, that's a toy for another day. But that's what it comes down to. This is never about us. This is never about our choices. This is about them feeling confronted by their choices. And this is only the people that can't take no for an answer and keep questioning you and just won't let it go. This is more so for those people. It's not the people that, yeah, they probably still shouldn't be asking those questions, but they have no bad intentions behind it. They are genuinely curious. Like the times that I've asked people, oh, do you want more kids, or do you want to have kids at all? Like, I don't mean that, because I've done that many times myself. And I know that most people that ask those questions don't have bad intentions. They don't. They are genuinely curious because they think you might be an amazing mom or whatever. I don't know. Maybe it's just conversation starter. Maybe it's just small talk. But for the people that really just don't get it and start accusing you of like judging them for not drinking or being boring or not wanting to get married because your partner doesn't want to get married and that's actually the reason why you don't want to get married, or not wanting kids because XYZ, oh my gosh, I don't know, whatever the reason, that's for them. Those people can take their opinions elsewhere, store them in a safe somewhere, and never let them out ever again. I know so many people will be on my same page with this, and it's so interesting how many people message me when I do these little chats on Instagram stories saying like, thank you, because no one really has a lot of, no one really talks about this enough, because there's such an expectation to do what everyone else does and to have kids and to get married and to live this typical white picket fence life, when that isn't the same for everyone. Not everyone wants that. Some people want to have a business. Some people want to have fur babies. Some people don't have kids at all. Some people don't have the option of having kids. There's so many different things that go into it, that having a blanket response to people that don't want to do the things that you expect them to do is just stupid. I don't even know if this episode was coherent, honestly. I was just rambling my face off and just ranting. And I know it will resonate with so many people because it's just not talked about often enough. Anywho, I'm going to grab a drink of water and chill out. Thank you for listening, you guys. I hope you enjoyed today's episode. Don't forget you can follow me at Loz Curtis, LozCurtis. And if you enjoyed today's episode, please rate, review, and subscribe if you haven't already. I hope you have an amazing day, and I'll speak to you all next time. Bye, guys.